Idol brought to you by Apple AirPods.
I don't think Apple needs to advertise.
Small and convenient. Our listener base. No.
Still freaking sweet.
How about we talk about how you guys went to a fucking baseball game without me?
I didn't go.
Welcome to iDoll. I dream of lists. I'm Scott.
And I'm Evan.
And we have a special guest today.
Hello, gentlemen. It's good to be back.
Very subdued.
Mm-hmm.
Nice word.
Dial it back.
Jinx owe me a Pepsi.
Episode 49 over here, the Holt Wilhelm episode.
Holt Wilhelm? H-O-Y-T.
Not a lot of 49s in the world of sport.
Bobby Mitchell sounds like a cool guy.
Yeah, sure.
Brian Savage from the NHL was Brett Savage's brother.
We should have gone with that just because it's so savage.
Yeah.
Savage.
Yeah.
Cool, guys.
Insert reggaeton horn.
Well, late once again, our schedules are struggling.
This could be an all-time pod.
This is going to be the best one. I have to start it with an update from last week. Our boy Gideon.
Oh, no.
There's trouble on next door.
Gideon Chambers.
So Gideon Chambers, if Giddy you might, might remember, is peddling some HD security cameras.
HD security cameras, all crimes would be solved.
Unbranded. So he posted a couple weeks ago about this home invasion shooting in Lakeview. And for a while, people were like, anything on the news? Does anyone know what happened? Anybody know? He's been outed as someone who...
Is he troll?
Yeah, there's no police report, nothing. This is a fake report. Gideon is peddling out fake news.
What?
Do you think... Wow, okay, so this kind of takes it full circle. So remember when I looked up Gideon Chambers online,
yeah,
and it was some guy from Nigeria, and I'm not going to paint with the broadest of brushes, but a lot of those fake Saudi prince need to send money through... Western Union is coming from Nigeria.
Nigerian prince, yeah.
So I'm wondering... Gideon out here trying to push some knockoff cameras?
It sounds like
I mean, is that the name of the game? Talk about a long play, though.
So my issue is who let him into the next door neighborhood? Because someone had to approve him.
Who verified?
They were like, I know Gideon, so we can back into this. But anyway, watch out for
next
the
door
scammers.
Is nothing if you don't self-police it. I mean, it lives and dies by self-policing who comes in and out.
But let's be honest, the only way to self-police is with a HD camera.
Good point.
You can catch the guy. Well, there's better things on social media these days, and I think, Paul, you have a game for us today?
Yeah, I'm gonna go...
I told you it was going to be quick update.
I'm going to go a little bit different than my rant of the week.
10%.
Treat you guys to a little bit of a game.
Yeah. Do you have enough battery over there?
Are you going to make it?
Oh, barely. No,
the screenshot Paul sent us is at 10% battery.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's trouble.
So, I got an iPhone 7. Barely can keep a charge.
Oh, boy.
So this has been going around the internet for a week or so. This is what table you sitting at. So there's an image of a standard cafeteria from your middle school, perhaps your high school. And they got a bunch of celebrities at the different tables. There's 11 tables. So I'm going to read them off and want you guys to tell me which table you're sitting at and why.
Okay.
So the first table, table one, this is people from across sport and pop culture. It looks like Mike Leach, Ellen DeGeneres, and LeBron
King.
James. LeBron James. Number two would be...
Hashtag Rich Paul.
The Rock, okay. Greg Popovich and Serena Williams.
Very newsworthy.
Table three, you got Queen Bee, Steve Kerr, and Patrick Mahomes. That's Beyonce for you, Evan.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Number four, table four would be Tom Brady, Snoop D-O-double-G, and Joe Madden of the Cubs.
That's dog for you,
is
Scott.
Joe Madden famous enough to be in these tables?
Yeah.
Like a random baseball
It seems
manager.
A little bit odd.
I don't know.
He's a double curse breaker.
Number
sure.
five.
Same with Theo.
What was the first curse you broke?
Tampa Bay.
That's hardly a curse. Get out of here. Number five would be Jimmy Harbaugh. I had to really catch myself from saying something slanderous. Drizzy Drake. And is that Mike Trout?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Baseball sucks, so.
Yeah, who cares?
Don't sit at that table. Number six, Chrissy Teigen. The Claw, Kawhi Leonard, and John Gruden. Got number seven would be Andy Reid, Ryan Reynolds, and I don't, is that Hope Solo?
Alex Morgan.
No, that's Alex Morgan.
Okay. Come
on.
He's already current U.S. Women's National Team. Gold medal champs.
Bill Belichick.
Hasn't committed a crime.
Megan Rapinoe and Guy Fieri at table eight.
Well, you know Megan. That's
gonna,
good.
That's going to be Flavor Town over there. And number nine, you got Gronk, Oprah Winfrey, to be specific, and Coach K. And then.
Are you sure that's Gronk? I think it's JJ.
That's JJ Watt.
That's JJ Watt. Honest. Okay, guys, really, what's the difference? And then number 10, table 10. Sorry, there's only 10 tables, my bad. Steph, Chef Curry of Holy Moly fame.
Yes.
Taylor Swift and Nick Saban. Sorry. So where are you sitting? Okay, how about this? Where are you sitting and what's the last table you'd want to sit at?
Oof.
Last table I want to sit at, first table.
You don't want to sit at table one?
Hate King James, hate Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay, that is
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres, if you think she's a nice person, she's not.
What?
She's not at all.
Based on what?
I mean,
based on getting in cars with, or comedians in cars with coffee with Jerry Seinfeld. She's just she's fake.
Yeah, she's probably a little bit funny to be that famous and that, I'll buy that a little bit, but she's not. She's a lot of really good stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, sure. She's a great person, but I don't want to sit next to her.
Gotcha.
But, and also, LeBron James.
Mike Leach is the main reason to sit at the table, though. Yeah, that guy's Leach a maniac.
Issue, yeah.
No.
No, I mean the reason. Sorry. The issue.
He's the
wrong word.
Main draw.
Yeah, for sure. He would be insane.
Okay, so that's your least. Scott, your least likely?
Least likely. You know, I think I'm going over to table number eight.
That's fine, man.
Really, it's Bill Belichick's fault because he's a wasted person at that table.
So boring.
Like, why would I talk to him? But then the dynamic between Guy Fieri and Megan Rapinoe? Because you said Rapinoe.
Whatever.
Maybe it's Rapinoe.
I mean, it would be interesting, but kind of boring because I think they just kind of talk.
It'd be an awkward one to carry a conversation.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, Guy and Bill, you want to take a seat? I'm just going to talk to Megan for a bit. Though Guy one-on-one could also be very fun.
I can't stand him either.
Love him.
Can't stand him either.
Flavor Town.
Ugh.
Total clown, but he just loves being a clown. So.
Loves the flavor.
Flavor Town, USA.
So it's your choice as well?
Yeah, I'd go with eight.
All right.
That's where you're going to sit?
No, that's the least. Yeah. Evan, do you have a...
No, probably five, actually. I take it back. Harbaugh.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
You know what? I'd probably sit at number four. Big fan of John. Mm. Joe John.
Okay.
I mean, I like John too, but different guy.
Big fan of Snoop.
Sure.
We could talk about when I saw him live. He was great.
He'd probably hook you up too.
Tom Brady.
So you'd have a better time.
Successful dude, but I feel as though Joe and I would just eat tomatoes in his face since he doesn't like tomatoes.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Brady kills that table for me. Couldn't stand to be next to
you. He's not going to say anything.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Scott?
Hmm. You know, I think I'm debating between two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would go with table number two. We got Pop. We got
I'm shocked you didn't go with number two based on The Rock.
Hell yeah.
DJ.
Yeah, we got DJ. And then Serena, it's a perfect table.
Yeah.
Everybody is delightful.
Yeah.
Pop's going to be cracking jokes, ripping on everyone.
Man,
it's going
to
be great.
I'm most of all the people at any table to have a lunch date with, I'd probably pick Pop over anybody else.
Yeah. I don't see why not.
Super interesting guy.
Yeah. My second choice is going to be table three with the Queen Bee, Steve Kerr, Patrick Mahomes. But I don't know who Mahomes is as a person.
Yeah.
I just know he can throw the spiral. If you will.
The little pigskin a quarter mile.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. I'm glad Paul and I agree on everything.
Yeah, that was easy. So. Good.
I almost said my least favorite was Taylor Swift table because it's Swifty, Satan, and Steph Curry's great, but Stephon Curry.
Can't say Steph anymore.
I can't imagine having a conversation with
Taylor Swift. He seems like an awkward
Swift.
Guy to talk to, though.
Or Steph Curry, yeah.
I think Taylor Swift's very delightful.
Based on what, Evan?
Oh, she seems like a nice guy.
No, I don't need anything in my life to be Taylor Swift. Kind of over it at this point.
I'd say if it was pre...
I'm not Team Taylor.
Pre-1989, I'd be with you, but post-1989,
her album is horrific.
Post-1989, gold. Pure gold.
Wow. That's a hot take. Just a terrible take.
Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres sucks. Taylor Swift's great.
Yeah. What is going on over there?
What world are we living in?
I think he needs a break. Next week, maybe it's just a special guest, Paul and I.
I like that. You need a Kit Kat.
It's more like a Snickers.
So you would put on, like, Taylor Swift's latest album?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I own 1989 on vinyl. 2-disc set.
It's a lot to take in all at once.
Okay, so vinyl takes up space. You are using some of that valuable space in your household for a Taylor Swift album.
Look, you could hate it.
Sound better?
You could hate it all you want. That album, front to back, pretty gosh darn good.
Kind of hate it.
Don't get me wrong. Shake It Off, not my favorite song.
Shake It Off's fine. It's fun.
I have nothing to add to this conversation.
That's the only song I know on that. I just can't believe you picked a Taylor Swift album for vinyl.
It's pretty good.
I don't know. Okay. I don't see it.
All right.
You know, Table 7 doesn't seem that bad to me either.
Which one was Table 7?
Alex Morgan, Ryan Reynolds. I don't know his name.
Man, that is a beautiful table until you get to Andy Reid.
Yeah, like everything besides Andy Reid.
Here's the question, wow.
All the other people are somewhat relevant today. And, like, granted, he's the coach of the Chiefs, but, like, why him?
Yeah.
Like, why not, like, Pete Carroll, even if you're going to go with, like, some off what a offbeat.
Fucking dick, too. God, sorry. Hate Pete Carroll.
Sneaky
as well.
Pete?
Yeah.
All right. You have a lot of strong opinions.
Met him in person.
It must be interesting to have opinions.
Didn't even respond to me. Mm. Oh. He was at my high school. Mm. I went up to say hello. Hey, Pete. I said, hey, Coach Carroll. How's it going? I'm not looking for you. Get out of here, kid.
He did not say that.
Yep.
Well, you know what? He's an important guy. Table 9 wouldn't be bad. But, yeah, Andy Reid doesn't make sense.
It's when he's coach for USC, by the way.
Did the guy he was recruiting end up going to USC?
No.
You know, Pete Carroll's the head coach of the Seahawks, a bird, if you will. There it is.
Woo! The king.
Let's move on to the list this week.
All right, the list this week.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I saw it. When he said coach of the Seahawks, I was like, Seahawks are?
Nice.
Nice.
Birds. Worst birds ranked. Not the best birds, but the worst birds.
This is one of the few worst categories that we've had.
We need to do more worst lists.
We need to bring back worst states.
They're fun. Worst states.
One of the faves. Okay, worst birds ranked. Number 5.
Oh, going right into it. Okay.
Do I need to explain it? They're bad birds. That needs no explanation. Yeah. Woodpeckers.
She's a bad bird.
Woodpeckers.
Yeah, they're annoying. They can actually do... I think they made it because of all the damage they can actually do.
And they're a protected species. Huh. So you can't even get rid of them when they're there.
Really?
Yeah.
But I just saw today that Trump is redoing the Protected Animals Act or something like that.
In a good way?
No. It's going to make it much less protection. So maybe you can get rid of those woodpeckers after all.
Oh, nice.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm sure
they showed up at one of his golf courses.
Paul finally agrees with Trump on that one.
Again, the Trump train.
Any birds.
Yeah. Really. Any politician that's going to run on the campaign of getting rid of, like, the worst birds, I'm proud of it.
Yeah, so the rest of this pod is just going to be Paul complaining about birds.
Yeah, maybe that was the introduction that we needed before we get into this. This came out because I'm deathly afraid of birds.
Really hate them.
Most birds. There's a couple birds that are tolerable, but most birds are just awful. Starting with woodpeckers.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see them barely ever. I heard one recently in the neighborhood, but it was on a tree, so I felt okay about it.
I feel as if when I hear a woodpecker from a distance, I'm like, ooh, that's kind of enjoyable.
Right. Yeah.
But then when it's right outside, it's like, I don't like this anymore.
I do get irrationally excited when I hear it. I'm like, ooh, Cool.
Woody the Woodpecker.
Yeah, they're rare, right? There's not that many of them.
If you want to avoid them, you can go to Australia, New Guinea, New Zealand, or Madagascar.
Why is that?
They're not there.
My other question is, just a terrible name in general. Peckers? Woodpeckers?
Nice.
It's on Wikipedia.
That was pretty great sound effect, Scott.
Pretty descriptive, though. Sure. I mean, that's what they do. Peck wood. So, like, not the most creative of names.
I do appreciate the literalness of the name.
Uh-huh. Speaking of literal, let's move on to number 4.
Oh. I don't have the list up, so...
Number 4. Crows.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember why it made the list.
I don't really understand why it made the list.
Is a raven a crow?
No. They're similar.
They're vicious.
Yeah, they're pretty mean.
Aren't they like the bird that is bad?
They're symbolic of...
Symbolically, yeah.
Death.
Right? Or troubled times. Sure.
I mean, the superhero or anti-superhero movie, The Crow.
There you go.
The guy ended up dying on set who was the crow.
What?
Yeah.
Was replaced
on set.
From a crow?
Yeah. From a crow? was replaced by his brother for the last two scenes.
I don't know what happened. We're going to have to make it work. yeah.
True story.
That is a crazy true story.
That's sad.
Okay, movie. Yeah, okay.
I never saw it.
It's very 90s.
Don't need
Scott
to see
didn't it. See
it. If you watch the movie...
Definitely.
Well, yeah, obviously. But you know what movie I did see? Birdemic.
Is that kind of like Birds, the movie?
Oh, that movie's scary. That's maybe where my hatred of birds comes from.
Could be.
Alfred Hitchcock movie. I saw it like when I was pretty young. Didn't love it.
Didn't love it.
Question about your hatred of birds.
Yeah.
Is chicken off the menu then?
No. Let me be clear. Like, flightless birds are way better than birds that can fly.
Okay.
So it's the flying thing that
a lot of it
to
has
you.
To do with flying.
Oh, okay.
I don't like them above my head.
I don't like no animals that could see over my head, okay? Because my name's Paul, and apparently I'm from New York now.
Is this solely because of a pooping situation? Is that the biggest fear, or are you actually worried they're going to, like, attack?
So I've never been, like, pooped on my face or head.
Okay.
When I was running cross country in eighth grade, pooped on my leg or something like that when I was doing stretches.
Oh, boy. That'll ruin your day.
Yeah,
that wasn't fun. And then I've had, like, a small spot on my shirt,
on my lapel. I've been pooped on the shoulder before.
Yeah. But more recently, like a year ago, I was walking to play volleyball at the beach, and a bird attacked, like, my head. Like, went right for my head.
Attacked your head.
It swooped at my head, made contact. And I had to bat it away. And it was one of the worst experiences of my life.
Was that bird a number 3?
No. That bird was not on this list.
But what bird is on this list is number 3.
Oh, I have the list up now. Number 3 on the list, geese. American and Canadian? Is that what we're going with here?
Sure.
Goose origins.
Notorious for attacking humans.
Notorious!
Not a duck, that's what I've been told.
Yeah, they're not ducks, they're geese.
I made that mistake in the past, I'm just saying.
It's a hybrid of a duck and a giraffe, though.
Yeah, they're just really mean. They're like, they bark at you? Is that what you call that?
The snarl, like...
The two scariest parts of any one of my trips to Lakeshore is Diversey Harbor, because the geese are right there.
Oh, yeah.
And then Lakeshore Path by Diversey Harbor, by Fullerton, just a bunch of geese.
Yeah. They're nasty. They're very nasty. They're very protective of their young. So don't mess with mama geese.
Apparently.
No.
Or like nests. I've heard of situations where like they have a nest like in a parking lot and people like can't park in that parking lot until they have the it's out of control.
Damn.
Maybe the worst thing about geese though is that they just shit everywhere. In large quantities.
Problem. Yeah.
Ratio to body, their shit is large and frequent.
It is very frequent.
At a golf course?
Oof.
Can ruin a course.
Yeah.
That's why they have those golf course dogs. They're like sheepdogs, and they chase away the geese.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I was at a wedding, at a friend's wedding, and the one of our friends was walking from the hotel to the venue, which is roughly across a parking lot, attacked by a geese, bit, had marks on her thigh, tore her dress.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
That's how you get to number three on the list.
She came in and was going back upstairs, and the front attendant was like, "Oh, is that geese out there again? Oh my god, he is rough." And just like,
you should have credit us
about that. Yeah, seriously.
I would say geese are probably the meanest everyday bird.
Yeah.
At this point.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, crows are maybe more evil.
One and two are there because of nuisance. Yeah. They're not inherently mean like a goose.
Mean. Shall we move to number two then?
I'm ready for number two.
All right. Number two on the list. Everyone's favorite. Pigeons.
Les pigeons.
Pigeons are everywhere. I keep thinking I'm going to go to a location around the world and be like, finally, a place without pigeons. Never been.
No.
Like, Hawaii has pigeons.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't a dove...
Auckland, New Zealand has pigeons.
Isn't a dove like a white pigeon?
You're thinking of, like, carrier pigeons or something like that?
I don't know.
Pigeons is like a delicacy, though, in some places, where you can eat pigeon.
Not in my book.
Have you eaten a
pigeon? No, fuck no.
I'm not gonna eat something which I know will give me a disease.
Yeah. I think
kind of a thrill. I don't know.
Pigeons are often described by people, mostly me, as flying rats.
Oh yeah. Second that.
They have the ability to eat garbage and trash and shit everywhere and get into things they don't belong in, but then they can also fly.
Here's the other thing. Terrible at flying too.
No control.
The amount of times a pigeon has almost hit me in the face.
Happened to me yesterday. That brunch outside, and this pigeon comes swooping in.
Very tall.
And landed like 3 feet from where I was sitting. And I was the guy at the table who, of course, flinched like crazy, jumped nearly out of my seat. And everyone's like, dude, relax. I'm like, I can't relax. Are you kidding me? This pigeon went right for my schnoz.
If it hits you in the face, like it's.
You have to go see a doctor.
Yeah, your day's over.
Yeah, you have to go see a doctor and probably get a tetanus shot.
Yeah. You have to pour sulfur on your face.
It's one of the worst parts about living in Chicago is the number of pigeons.
The pigeons in Chicago, too, are just...
They're ruthless. They're big.
I mean, you will just literally walk into them and they just won't move.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't give a shit.
Until they start to flutter in them.
Here's what I don't care. Chris Kindle Market, when it's freaking like -10 outside, there are still... pigeons there.
They don't go to south for the winter.
It's because they're too fat to fly that south.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Pigeons are bad.
One of the worst things too is how they just take over the train stations.
Oof. How do they get inside?
Yeah. Man. They even got those little spiky things.
Yeah. And
they get through them. That doesn't do anything.
I literally dread leaving work because I have to walk to the Quincy station, which is one of the worst stations.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous every time I cross the street that someone's going to shit on my head. Every time. I can't get over it. That's why I actually like when it's raining on the way home, so then I can have an umbrella and I don't have to worry about it.
Wait, Scott, was your wife the one that sent us the picture of the pigeon in the L car?
So like a month ago she gets on the train and says this half of the train is vacant because of this, and it was literally a picture of a pigeon on a seat and everybody had evacuated to the other side of the train.
Homie just needed a ride.
There's no way
I wouldn't have
jumped off.
I would have missed the train.
So apparently someone came up, grabbed the pigeon and threw it out to save its life.
I hope they
had
gloves on.
Yeah.
Or if they didn't, they cut off their hands.
Like, what would you have done?
Not ridden
would
the train.
Would you have done one of those, like, go between the train things that those guys do?
Yeah, I would probably would have done guys. That. Oh, my God. Cool guys. That's actually going to my dreams put together to do that. And in that emergency situation.
Talking about no fear. They're just like, yeah, whatever. It's going between.
Train's moving really fast.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, that's one of my deepest fears.
I would have... I'll put it this way. I'm fine walking onto the train and smelling urine or you know, various levels of number two, which some person has left there. Pigeon, I'm out.
Yeah.
Won't walk on.
Yeah. Truly. Whatever. If the option is pigeon or what you just described, I'm going pigeon. But yeah.
No, because it might hit you.
Surprising that this wasn't number one.
I mean, as we'll get to the comments, at one point, Kate said, how are pigeons not first?
Because you know why, what's number one?
What is number one, Evan?
Seagulls.
That's going to ruin your day.
And I would like to specify sea and lake gulls.
Yeah.
Because Chicago still has seagulls.
Water gulls.
Water gulls.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like going to the beach because of the seagulls.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Seagulls have the ability to ruin something as wonderful as a beach day.
Yeah, I mean, they do. Yeah. Yeah.
They will just eat anything.
They're aggressive.
They're aggressive, incredibly stubborn, and patient. To their credit, they will wait for you to be done. Or at a certain point, just come and take it off your plate.
They'll wait till you look away.
Oh, my God. So annoying. And they shit everywhere.
That's the common problem with birds,
yeah.
Basically.
Clean up after yourself, am I right?
So seagulls are such a nuisance right now on the Jersey Shore. Not the show, but the actual location. That New Jersey has imported falcons and falconers from other states.
What's a falconer?
The guy who holds the falcon. Mm-hmm. To hunt the seagulls on the beaches.
Worst job. Yeah.
Really?
I'm good with that.
So talk about one of the best birds.
Yeah.
Hunting one of the worst
birds. Taking out the worst bird.
Heard Alka-Seltzer also works well.
Oh. I thought it just made you feel better fast.
No. If a seagull eats Alka-Seltzer, it ruins their day.
Is it kind of like rice? You're not supposed to throw rice at weddings because then a pigeon might eat it and the pigeon's stomach will explode.
I wish we would have thrown some rice. Just kidding. No, but seriously, the best type of pigeon is a dead pigeon.
Hence why this was such an easy list to come up with the worst.
Yeah, seagulls are just so mean too.
Well, they're not.
They look mean. They got that.
They're ugly.
Yeah, they're ugly.
But I think there's a picture that maybe my wife shared with you guys at some point where we were in Italy having a nice lunch al fresco.
Mm.
And this seagull came up and was probably like 3 feet from our table. And it had the biggest cold sore on its beak. It was like, and it wouldn't stop looking at me. I literally was like, okay, can you pay the bill? I'm going to go stand outside. I can't be next to this creature.
Also, most annoying character in Finding Nemo. The seagull.
Never seen it.
Scott, I know you've seen it.
Oh, I've definitely seen it. They're funny, though. I like the seagulls. They help. Right? No, that's the pelicans.
No, the pelicans help.
Oh, yeah. The seagulls are the worst.
Yeah. There you go.
Good call. All right. So that was our list. We had woodpeckers, crows, geese, pigeons, seagulls. We didn't have a worst, but we did have a lot of comments because this was back when you people actually commented on stuff.
Yep.
So let's get to those.
Could someone comment if they still listen to the podcast? If you listen to the podcast, make a comment this week. We'd love to hear from you.
Even if you just say, first time caller, long time listener.
First time comment. All right, like I said, lots of comments that time, back in the day.
Could one of our worst birds be the movie and upcoming sequel of Angry Birds?
The fact that there's a sequel to that movie just...
I loved the game for like 2 months.
The game was great.
For 2 months. I liked it for about a day. Like, this is stupid.
Not everybody liked Angry Birds.
Not everyone.
Yeah.
It's a dumb game.
Everyone liked Angry Birds.
It was all luck.
Okay. You didn't like Words with Friends either, probably. Okay.
I still play Words with Friends.
I'll play.
It's good game.
Hard when he keeps on losing.
I usually retire about halfway through when I forget to play for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's kind of the issue.
It's hard when he tries to spell 50 with a B.
Well played. You heard it wrong anyway, so you've been wrong this whole time. I will not be introducing the podcast for the next 10 weeks, by the way. We had some good comments. One from someone named Whitney who says, approved. So that's good.
Yeah. Thanks. Oh, she must not have liked her pigeon ride in on the train then.
Yeah, apparently not.
You're the only one with the comments, so you're going to have to carry us.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Pushkar at the time.
Who?
Pushkar. I went to school with him.
Nice.
Birds fulfill their functional obligations of flying, but how about the ostrich? Anybody have an opinion of an ostrich?
The non-flying bird. I actually find them okay. They stick their heads in the sand when they're afraid.
Big eggs.
Big eggs.
Those eggs are huge.
And they just run. And also, they contribute to one of the greatest pastimes ever, ostrich racing. Where a guy tries to hop onto an ostrich.
And that's kind of cruel.
That's terrible.
But it's a bird, so.
You know.
Someone named Doug said, great topic and great ranking. I don't know who that is.
Really?
I don't remember him ever being on their list. So. Wow. Really, everyone hates birds. Woodpecker.
Are birds the worst animal?
By far.
Like, just...
No, there's got to be worse.
Name one.
Really? Rodents, perhaps?
Yeah, like rats. They suck.
Yeah, but a pigeon is a flying rat.
That's a good point.
So it's even worse.
Yeah.
What about, like, raccoons? They suck.
They're kind of cute.
Kind of harmless.
They're cute. Yeah.
A baby raccoon.
Oh,
it's cute.
Kind of want a baby raccoon. John said woodpecker needs to be higher because of the financial impact that it can have on homeowners. Mm. Very rational.
What about pelicans?
Pelicans are freaking vicious. I remember when they renamed the New Orleans Jazz to the Pelicans, and people were like, oh, pelicans. What a weak bird.
Hornets.
Oh, sorry. They were the Hornets.
Yeah, they were the Jazz originally.
And then video started to get around about how ridiculously vicious pelicans are. So, terrifying.
Nice.
Cool mouth. Cool beaks, though. All right.
Great.
Yeah.
Taha says crows should be way higher.
Did she say why?
One, among the worst sounding birds. Two, you mess with one crow, it'll remember you for life. And three, if there's a crow's nest near your house and it has eggs, good luck leaving that house.
I feel like she's speaking from experience.
Good comment there.
I've also never seen...
Crows remember you for life.
More than one crow at a time. Like, I've always just seen one crow.
Just sitting up there.
Yeah, there's never two crows.
Mm.
Jamie says... $20 on who came up with the idea for this list.
Jackpot.
Yahtzee! What about a turkey? I mean, they're ugly, yet delicious.
Yeah, my brother commented that. He said turkeys are notorious assholes, and he doesn't F with their posture.
Solid.
Yeah, they're pretty mean in the wild. Mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, wild turkeys also don't taste that great.
Mm. Good point.
Unless it's a whiskey.
Oh.
Hey-o!
Do you guys remember hearing about the cassowary?
Yes.
Do you remember that? This was, like, in April.
The what?
There's a cassowary. It's an emu-like bird.
Okay.
That this guy in Florida owned.
There we go. Cassowary.
And the bird killed the owner.
Yeah. What? It is a freaking giant bird.
That is a big
bird. And it is a prehistoric link to the
peacock.
Ostrich.
Velociraptor.
Ah.
It has the same claw. It has the same effing claw on its
head. Yeah, it's got like razor sharp claws.
It's often called the world's most dangerous birds.
Yeah. It maybe deserves an honorable mention.
Yeah.
People are like, why did this guy own this bird?
Yeah,
they're not even like beautiful.
No, it looks like a prehistoric animal.
Yeah.
Dang.
He likes to live dangerously too.
When we were in Australia in the jungle, our guide kept on saying, like, oh, maybe we'll find a cassowary. Maybe we'll find a cassowary. I'm like, I don't want to find a cassowary.
No,
I don't want to die today.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. Did you bring your protection?
I did have a change of pants. If that's your question.
Yep.
What about parrots? Or parakeets?
For the worst?
They're really, like... They're
kind of pointless.
Loud and pointless.
Yeah, but...
What about toucans? Well, you'd have same,
Rossman
same...
roll that for me.
Toucans are cool.
Got nothing. Toucans are fine. I like them.
They look pretty cool.
Yeah.
Peter commented on vultures.
Yeah. Oh, Oh. He was our comment this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Two comments.
Join the Facebook group. Idol.
Vultures.
I don't remember what the
Idol.
Vultures are pretty legit.
Yeah, they don't feel like they bother humans that much.
I don't really notice them.
They play their role in the food chain.
If you got vultures hovering over you, you got worse problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're about to die.
Die, clown.
Kona Monokan. A first.
Frequent commenter.
A list that gets it right on the first try. This is a very...
Wow. People love this list.
Yeah, this is a good list.
They love
people
the topic.
Liked it.
They
dang.
Love the ranking.
Lots of approval. Let's see. We got a couple more here. Are you trying to start an internet argument, Ryan says.
Isn't that the whole point of this?
That's the whole point. Well, that's about it.
Duh.
Minnesota. You know what the state bird of Minnesota is?
Tell me.
Mosquito. See, this is the humor you get in Minnesota. It's terrible.
Oh, because they're really big.
Yeah.
And I get it.
There's a lot of mosquitoes.
That's terrible.
Any other birds? I got a jet here and a few.
Speaking of jet, we didn't talk about this, but geese?
Yeah.
They take down a lot of jets.
Take down a plane.
The ones that took down Sully's plane.
Yes.
Ooh, Sully Sullenberger.
Tom Hanks movie. Pretty good.
Wow, have you seen that one?
I saw that one.
That's the one I have not seen.
No, I watched that one.
I've not seen it.
That was one of them on my list.
It looks terrible.
It was fine.
Yeah, it can't be good.
It's pretty boring. Nothing really happens that you didn't already know.
Yeah, so I kind of know the plot.
But Tom Hanks has a mustache in it.
Sure. Yeah, birds. Can we just agree that birds suck?
Birds suck.
We really need a top 10 list for this list.
Yeah.
And we could have gone on for a while, especially if we're including cassowaries.
Yikes.
Also, as a random aside, you know, follow Tom Hanks on Instagram. He's pretty funny.
Is he?
He's pretty good.
I don't need that in my life.
Pretty good.
Anything else?
That'll do it, I think.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us this week.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Spay and neuter your pets. But you all know what to do.
Smash that like button.
We will see you next week for episode 50.
Ooh,
nice.
Bye.
Episode 50. Everybody's heard about the bird. The bird. The bird's a winner.